Hi, you're listening to What's New Today. This is a kids and family podcast about current events shaping our world. This is your host, Sangeeta. I'm from India. And in this episode, which is also styled along the 20 questions game, where the child co-host who joins me in this episode has no idea what topic we're going to talk about. But I'm going to give him some hints at the beginning and thereafter. He needs to unravel the rest of the news story. So to unravel today's news story, I'm joined by...
Hi, I'm Devansh. I am 9 years old. I live in Kolkata and I study in Lakshmipat Singhania Academy in class 4.
Welcome back, Devansh. So Devansh, shall we get started? I'm going to read aloud the first few sentences of the news story. A 75-year-old photographer who lives in the United Kingdom, he works every day in a shed. So his shed has this very big long bench and there are many other tools that he has. So every morning he would go and start working in his shed. And the end of the day, he would lock up the shed and go back home. And usually whenever he leaves the shed, it is in a state of complete mess. But once he saw that when he came back the next morning, his shed was magically tidied up. And this started recurring pretty much every day. So to find out who was doing all his cleaning work, he left a night camera on inside his shed to film what was going on in his shed each night. And he was quite surprised by what he saw. Do you want to guess what the rest of the story is?
One of his friends probably came in the shed and organized everything for him.
It is possible. People can be really helpful to each other, but no, that's not.
What was the name of the photographer?
How does it help you unravel the story?
I have no idea.
Why don't we then?
What is the rest of the story based on?
Okay, the first part of the story, you're just going to find out who it was that was doing all this cleaning up. And then the second part of the story, based on that answer, we're going to understand a little bit more. Why is it that such things happen?
Did he know the photographer?
I don't think so. I highly doubt it.
When did this happen?
Sometime in the last 12 months.
How is it possible to know who did that?
It's not possible for you to know the exact name. It is possible for you to identify what kind of category the cleaner belongs to. So you don't need to identify the exact person. You know, was this person a neighbor? Was this person, Santa Claus who was flying in every night? Or was this person an elf? Have you read the story, The Shoemaker and the Elves?
Every night the elf comes to the shoemaker and completes the shoes for him.
Yeah. This is somewhat like that. So think along those lines to find out which category this cleaner belongs to.
One of the photographer's relatives.
Nope.
Some kind of road sweeper, I guess.
So all road sweepers, all relatives of this photographer, what species do they all belong to?
Human.
That's right. What question can you ask them?
Was that person a low caste or a high caste like that? I guess.
No, that caste doesn't have any role to play. I think you need to think a little bigger. Why did you think of this low caste and high caste, Devansh? What triggered that idea in your head?
I don't know. They're animal?
Yes, it is an animal, correct.
It may be his pet dog.
It might have been his pet dog. Such a lovely thought. Yes, dogs tend to be very loyal. And they do take care of their masters. And this person is 75 years old. So a dog would have stepped in and done this. But in this case, that is not the answer.
It is an animal, but...
It is definitely an animal, yes.
It is a bird or an animal that lives on land or an animal that... Or an amphibian or an aquatic animal.
It's a terrestrial animal, so it lives on land.
Is it big or small?
Small.
Snake.
Oh, what dangerous ideas you have. Nope, it's not a snake. Can you think of a snake picking up cloth pegs and nuts and bowls and putting them all inside one box?
Why will a photographer have nuts and bolts inside his shed?
He's working with a range of tools inside his shed. So it might include the peg that he uses to hang, say, a photograph that he's cleaning. You know, sometimes they leave those photographs hanging from a rope, so they'll have cloth pegs. So he may have had some nuts and bolts that he's used to fix some piece of his equipment on a shed.
It can be a cheetah.
Cheetah is small. I'm yet to meet one. Why did you think of a cheetah?
It could be a snail, but it is not possible that a snail can. It will take 5-6 days for a snail to clean, even pick up one cloth peg.
Yeah, that is true. It may have to be a group effort and coordinate and pick up a cloth peg and put it inside a box. So first of all, it's not a group effort. Also, you suggested cheetah. There are no cheetahs in the UK. The only cheetahs you can find in the United Kingdom are the cheetahs in their zoos. It's not a native creature to that country.
It's a small animal.
Yes, very small.
Ant.
It's not that small. It's not as small as an ant.
This much big.
This much big, as in, I can see that you're holding your two hands apart and they are about 2 feet apart. No, it's not 2 feet long.
Is it smaller,
much smaller
or bigger than this?
Much smaller than that. I can see now you're holding your hand 1 foot apart. It's lesser than a foot apart. If you include the animal's tail, it may be a foot long. But otherwise...
Squirrel!
Very close. It's not a squirrel.
Can it stand on its hind legs?
Good question. I think it can if it needs to.
What sound does it make?
Squeak.
Mouse.
Yes, it is a mouse.
But why will a mouse clean up a shed?
That is the second part of this question. So because you've discovered that it was a mouse, let me just fill in the gaps. The 75-year-old photographer, when he saw what his night camera was filming, he saw that a mouse would turn up every single night. It would collect all the little elements that were there all over his shed, and then it would put them all into boxes. Sometimes it would work all night, and it would do this every single night. And he gave it a name called the Welsh Tidy Mouse. So many scientists have been wondering why a mouse would turn up every single night at this photographer's shed and, clean up his shed. So there are different theories for why any mouse would do it. So it's not a pet mouse that he keeps. So it's not like a dog that is loyal to him and that is trying to help him. This is a mouse that is unknown to him. And there are three possible reasons that scientists have come up with. Do you want to take a guess what those reasons can be?
Mice love cheese.
Yes, they love cheese, but this photographer wasn't keeping any cheese anywhere.
I think the mouse wanted to know about the things in the photographer's shed.
That is very correct. In fact, mice are considered naturally curious. So there has been one instance of a mouse that was found in some place in the United States, which would go around collecting shiny objects like jewelry. And it would collect all of them inside a box and it would sit and, just look at them. Anything that was shiny, it just didn't have to be precious metals. Even some piece of regular metal that was polished and was painted well and was shining, that particular mouse would pick it up. They're considered naturally very curious. Any other reasons you think the mice might be collecting?
He needed them for something.
You are spot on, 100% correct.
So mice also tend to collect a lot of objects that can help them build a small nest kind of a place, especially in very cold countries, so that they can stay warm. And United Kingdom is a very cold country. It might come there to sleep every night. And there's one
Okay.
last reason, which is that mice are natural foragers. Foragers means, like, how early men would go around collecting fruits and vegetables and nuts as and when they were available to store as food for future use. Mice are natural foragers, so it may or may not be food. Apparently, they have a natural tendency to go around collecting whatever they have, thinking that in future, if they need something for some reason, they might find use for even a cloth peg that, they could use as part of its nest that it might build in the future. So they are natural foragers, so that is very likely why the mice is, why this particular mouse is tidying up the photographer's shed. How did you like the story?
It was very interesting, like.
Which brings us to our quiz time, shall we? Three questions. Question one, which country did the photographer live in?
UK.
The second question, what name did this photographer give the mouse because it was going around tidying things or cleaning things up?
Welsh tidy mouse.
And the third and the last question, what reason do you think, Devansh, that this mouse was tidying things up? We discussed many reasons, but which reason sounds most plausible to you?
Most likely, I think that the mouse was just curious, and that's why it was collecting the things in the photographer shed.
You may very well be right. On that note, here's some information to all of our listeners on how we go about producing each one of our episodes. So the first step is always we brainstorm and come up with a list of topics that we think are positive, meaningful, and engaging to young children and for whole families to sit down together and listen to. And the next step is, of course, the recording process, where we invite a child or more than one child in each of our episodes. And we are very conscious that children should be allowed to express their ideas freely without the fear of being judged, because we don't believe that there are right and wrong answers to most questions. And then we edit them in the back end. We remove unwanted pauses or other statements, and we insert all the fun sound effects that kids love so much. Each one of these take time, effort, and money. So if you've enjoyed listening to our episodes and would like to support Team What's New Today, you can support us by donating any sum of your choice. Link to supporting us is in the show notes below. We'll be back soon with our next episode. Until then, it's goodbye from me, Sangeeta.